I paid the penalty for probably spending half an hour sightseeing Billy Vunipola. And I think after 20, 30 minutes, we decided to get involved in the game. Looked pretty good sight. And I don't real credit to us. I think we're a really tight team and put a lot of pressure on there. They're a really good sight. They got some really good players. And I think as they showed against Leicester, when they get a start like they did against us, they can do a lot of damage. So I was really, really pleased with our response. I'd say a little bit. You know, there's an element where you just sit and watch and wait, and you just can't do that at this pace and power that they've got. And I think we showed in the second half that we can actually take things to them. And as I say, I keep talking week in, week out. That looks a pretty tight team. And we recognise we've got some massive challenges in the new year, but we're in a pretty good place to see at them. We're in a very different place than where we were 6-7 weeks ago, and we're a different team. So we know what... It's coming around the corner in the new year. We recognise the importance of it. But I don't think we could be in a better place than what we are now to take on the challenge.
Class tells, doesn't it, at this level?
Well, you know, when you've got, I don't know how many internationals playing, and, you know, that's at the top end of the league. And it's, you know, you can get blown away from it or you can get involved in it. For us to get involved in it in the way we did, and I think possession-wise and everything else is... Well, we lack a little bit of the power that they've got. Yes, we lack a bit of the finesse that they've got. That's what having one of the best sides in the league does. But we don't lack for attitude, and we don't lack for spirit, and we don't lack for bloody-mindedness. And I thought some individuals today, I thought James Percival was magnificent. To be at that level, the intensity of that contest and be right at the front of it, I thought was outstanding. And you know, a lot of other guys, I think, you know, really did themselves a lot of credit.
Did you fear you were going to get totally blown away when they run those four tries in the first half an hour?
You're always fearful that, you know, sometimes in experience you can sit in awe of things and the game looks very different. So, you know, we talked at half-time and said, look, you know, we've got to make some changes, but this is the contest. It's this physical, it's this precise, it's this accurate at the high. Everything we've talked about preparing for, it is. Now let's get involved in it. And I thought we did a great, great response. You know, I think sometimes, you know, and I think we talked before, this club has peddled about some miracle out there. It's not. It's just doing those things really, really well with some really big fellas doing it accurately. And they show it more than anything. And that's what we talked about at half-time. This isn't about going and finding something else. This is about hitting it head-on and doing your job really, really accurate. And I thought we pulled them around. Probably one of the best defences in the league. And, you know... You know, I'm not going to bother because I think it'll sour the article, but, you know, they get a lot of people in Ten's face when they're backtracking, which is interesting, but, you know, that's probably not for now.
Simmons went off at half-time. What was that?
Sorry?
Andy Simons went off at half-time. What was the problem?
A little bit of a sort of collarbone sort of issue. It just wasn't worth risking. So pretty light on centres at the moment. So going into next week, he looked, again, sharp. He looked... Cut some nice lines, got some space, got some hands free. So we're building some options around there, which is good. Paul Warwick comes on, looks really, really sharp and clinical. So, as I said, I feel we're in the best place we could be to face the challenge that we've got. And I don't, that's not underestimating or trying to sort of blow a smokescreen. We know where we are and we know the challenge in the next 11 games. We're halfway through the league now. And I think the first 4 or 5 weeks, as you know, looking back, let us down. But we found out a lot about ourselves, and we found a lot about the people that want to do something for this club. Now, I think you can see that now. We're in a very different place, and let's see what other people can cope with us now as we come into that year, because that's 6 weeks on the bounce now. We've been competitive against the top-end league, Northampton, Bath, Saracens. And, you know, we're not fading away now in the last 10, 15 minutes. We're not losing our way. So we're learning and we're getting better and we're in a good, pretty tight place as a team, and we've got a big challenge to face. But as I say, I think we're drawing some confidence of facing it.